Welcome to the True Elegance Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Bome Akikube, also known as Dr. B. Through solo episodes and guest sessions, we delve into the timeless qualities of style, grace, and sophistication, and uncover what makes you truly elegant. So, sit back, relax, and let's get started on this empowering journey of becoming truly elegant. Hello, Elegant Tribe. This is Dr. V coming to you live from the True Elegance Podcast Studios. How are you? Thank you for following along on this journey of purpose and impact. I believe you've been touched one way or the other from the many episodes that have come up. I believe we're at episode 18 at this time. And yay, we just celebrated 1,000 downloads. 1,000 podcast downloads. This is just on the podcast platforms. YouTube has a number of views and subscribers. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You all have been amazing. Thank you for coming with me on this journey. And to all my guests, to all the reviewers, I can't just but say thank you. So on this episode of the True Elegance Podcast, I'm coming live just to share a few lessons I've learned along the journey. Now, 1,000 podcast downloads might be nothing for some people, but to some people, it's a lot. And to me, it's something, you know. Many times we try not to look at the numbers and the metrics and everything, but they do speak about something as well. And today I'm not taking it for granted, and I just want to celebrate it. And it's, of course, it's not the end of it. It's just the beginning, and looking forward to the next 1,000 downloads and the millionth download mark, because every big thing always starts from somewhere. There's always a starting point, and until you start, you never know how far you can go. So today I'm coming live just to share a few lessons, a few experiences with my journey with the True Elegance Podcast so far. For those of you that are not aware, the True Elegance Podcast launched this year, March 1st, 2023. And at the beginning of the year, I was going through a transition regarding all the services I was offering. And I just wanted to own a special field, you know, an area of expertise. And, you know, thinking through all the various skills and talents I have. I'm sure some of you can relate to this. Sometimes when you are multi-talented or multi-gifted, it's hard to really narrow down on something. Or sometimes when you narrow down on that thing, then after a while you get bored with it and you're thinking of the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So True Elegance came about earlier this year, just because it's one of the things that come naturally to me. So many times when I'm in social gatherings outside of work, because I have a 9-to-5, and in my 9-to-5, I'm usually in uniform. It's kind of a military duty. So nothing fancy, like I don't get super made up or wear this dangling earrings or bright red outfit like this. It's just business. Business is business at work. But, you know, outside of work, when I find myself in social gatherings, whether in church or at a meeting or at a get together, a party somewhere, people always compliment me that, oh, you dress well, you look beautiful. And for the most part, it doesn't really like count to me per se, because I'm just like, well, it didn't take me that much effort to do this. But one thing I've realized is that sometimes the thing that doesn't take you so much effort or energy sometimes takes some people so much effort, so much physical effort, so much psychological effort, so much brain work. And one, when they appreciate it, don't take it for granted. Two, when people appreciate it as well, also look for ways to help other people to get to that one thing that they do so well or they've managed so well that they can do it better, and owning in on their strengths and their skills and everything. So that is one of the reasons that the True Elegance podcast came to be. Yes, elegance, means grace. Sometimes it's interpreted as being beautiful, but elegance goes beyond beautiful. And I've talked about that in some of my previous episodes. If you haven't listened to them, go listen to them. But basically, I want to celebrate the elegance that comes from the inside out. So you as an individual, you have things that come naturally to you. You have strengths that God has given you. You have skills, you have talents, you have the lights that you should be shining so brightly. So this podcast encourages you to own in on those strengths, you know, to let your light shine. The Bible says, let your light shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So there's a light in each and every one of you. And the True Elegance podcast encourages women, men, boys, girls, but mostly women and girls to step out and let their light shine. One little light shining at a time leads to greater lights that continues to shine brighter and brighter and brighter. So on so many of my episodes, I've had guests that have come forth to let their light shine. You know, I've had a fitness coach that talks about how fitness is so important to our well-being, and I'm sure you agree with that. I've had an ADHD coach, you know, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, that talks about how she has managed that so well and continues to walk that journey every day of her life. I've had guests that have talked about stage presence, which we all need, you know, confidence, showing kindness over competition. So many episodes out there already. And if you haven't listened again, I'll say take a listen. So that is what the True Elegance podcast is about, looking at the inner beauty that enables us to radiate that elegant confidence. Because when we're in our zone of genius or building up our skills and our strengths, things get better and we can continue to build on that. So lessons I've learned so far, you know, I'm sure I've mentioned some of them already. But first of all, I would like to say that it's never too late. You know, it's never too late to start something. I'm sure you've heard of podcasters that are all over the world doing things. Sometimes you're like, is it too late to start? What can I do? Maybe it's too late. There are too many people out there. But your voice is unique. Your presence is unique. Your strengths are unique. You're created for a specific purpose at a specific time in a specific place. So if there's something that is in your heart to do, don't give up on it. Don't keep waiting for the perfect time. Sometimes you just have to start and then see how things evolve. And that brings me to my next point, like there are times and seasons for everything, you know. You have to look at the timing, you have to look at the season. Sometimes if you're a mom with three little kids and managing all that, it might not be the time to start attending every conference everywhere, except you have a chef, a nanny, a driver, you know, you can make things work. But if you're the only one managing everything, you don't necessarily want to burn out doing all that. So times and seasons will happen as well. But in between all that, there are little steps, there are baby steps you can do. You can start doing some trainings, you can start listening to some people that are maybe steps ahead of you, looking at how they've built their journey and looking at how you can craft your own unique journey in that way. Embracing various times and seasons is very, very important. Another lesson I've learned, you know, is that everything starts from the mind. So many times we're juggling in our mind what we want to do, whether it's right, whether it's not right. We have to work on our mind first to be able to stay the course on the long run. Because as you go through your purpose journey, there will be challenges that will come. There will be disappointments. There will be times when you feel like, oh, why did I even start this? What am I even doing? But that mind work always continues to put your goal in mind and know why you're doing it so that you can keep going every step of the way. When I was growing up, there was a popular saying, I think my dad taught us, that practice makes perfect. So I grew up knowing that saying as practice makes perfect. But recently I've had another version of it that talks about practice makes progress or leads to progress, and progress maybe eventually will lead to perfection. So when you're starting on a new journey, the goal is not to have everything absolutely perfect at the beginning. As you go on that journey, as you take one step after the other, then you're able to fine-tune things along the way and improve on it. And it gets better and better. And when you think you're at the perfect stage, you're like, oh, I think I could do this better. And then the next phase of the perfect comes. So that's why I resonate more with the progress part of it, that the more you practice, you know, the more you're making progress. And as you're making progress, you're getting better. And that's what I've seen with the True Elegance podcast so far. When I started, I didn't have everything in place. You know, when you listen to some trainings and some folks who are ahead of you, they always talk about there's so many things you need. But, you know, I was like, okay, I got my mic. It's not the most tech mic, but it produces sound and the sound quality is okay. At some point, I might get a higher tech mic or a better mic or something. But with this, I'm going to start and see how it goes and look for ways to improve it. And many people have said that my production is quite good. So far, I've not let that slow me down. You know, many times I use Zoom for my recordings, and starting with both audio and video was a little like a big leap at first, because many people do audio podcasts, in which case you don't have to see the person's face. They might be sitting in their PJs in their closet and just have a mic and keep going. But, you know, the video aspect means you have to show up. And you have to show up when you've promised to show up. And then you show up looking good because, well, it's the True Elegance podcast anyway. But nothing overtly too much, but at least showing up for myself and showing up with my guests. And my guests have been so amazing in showing up powerfully as well. So just taking those baby steps and keeping it moving has been what has kept me going all this while. Coming up with systems that make it work, because I have a busy life. I've talked about my 9-to-5. I'm a wife. I have kids. I also have other passion projects that I do. So I had to look at my calendar and craft out times that will work to be able to do the recordings, to work with the production crew, to set up the schedule, to have it coming on board every Wednesday when we release the episode. So everything involves, you know, being organized and making things work, which is one of my strengths. Super organized, so it comes to me easily as well. But I've had help. My daughter is a great help. My sons, they're like, okay, what can we do? They want me on TikTok and everywhere. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll do some of these things now and we'll try some of them later. So that has been really helpful, because sometimes even my husband, you know, even though he doesn't do anything actively, just saying, hey, how is it going? And every once in a while, listening to my episodes also is encouraging and keeps me going. So we all need community. We need one or two people that believe in us, one or two people that can help us. And sometimes we have to take that bold step and ask for the help. So that might involve hiring some people online to help you with the passion projects you have going on. Someone maybe who does it better and quicker, so you don't have to spend so much time doing something that is not necessarily your skill, so that you can free up your time to do what you're skilled to do. So many lessons I've learned. I can also talk about the power of connection. You know, I've met so many amazing people since this podcast started, and I've been trying to stay in touch with many of them. Some I can't stay in touch constantly, but, you know, by the time I meet them again, it's not like a fresh start. It's like, hey, you, you've been on my podcast, remember? And then we just pick it up from there. Some of them live in the same vicinity as I do. Some live like across the world, and you just never know when our paths will cross again. So I've also learned the power of collaboration and connection and networking with people, and I hope to continue to do more and more and more of that. But those are a few things I've learned. I've decided to embrace this journey, and the journey continues. And one thing I've also learned as I'm embracing this journey is I'm inspiring other people. So there's some folks who haven't started their podcast that are thinking of starting, and they're like, hey, Bumi started. Let's find out how she's done it and what she's done so far. And that you know, it just makes me smile because it reminds me, and I'm using this medium to remind you as well, that there's some people waiting on you to step out and do what God has called you to do. There's some people who are inspired by your journey, whether of fear or faith. When you just step out and take that action, it inspires them to do the same as well. And sometimes some of them might not come to you to tell you that, hey, Bumi, you're the one that helped me. But somewhere in the background, they're watching, they're waiting, they're being inspired. And for as many people that will step out and reach out to you for help, feel free to lend a helping hand, a listening ear, because we're all on this journey of purpose and impact together. So thank you for being a part of this journey. Cheers to 1,000 downloads. But there's still more work to do. Like the theme of the True Elegance podcast is beauty goes beyond the outside. It's what we have on the inside, the strengths we've built over the years, the courage we've built to step out even in times of fear and timidity, the grace to keep going on and embracing the journey, and the humility to ask for help when you need it, are all needed to make us succeed in life. Follow us on all social media platforms, on YouTube and all listening podcasts, you know, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts, are the True Elegance Podcast. And leave a review, you know, if you haven't, some of you have been listening to this and you know it's blessed you, just go ahead and leave a review. I'd love to read your reviews and share some of them on the upcoming episodes. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe, share with a friend, share with that elegant lady in your life or someone who just needs to be inspired, because we all need inspiration along our journeys. Thank you, and see you on the next episode of the True Elegance Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll be the first to be notified of every new episode. Leave a review and share this podcast with that elegant lady in your life. This is a space where we can come together to empower and inspire each other and live feeling elevated and enlightened. See you in the next episode.